in sickness and in health. It's a line used to seal a vow of love, and very often that vow gets tested, though usually decades down the road. When you get married at 60, it's a little different. And like Steve and Silver Kilgore of Nashville, they've never really known a time when one partner wasn't a caregiver and the other a patient.
God has helped us through many close calls. We play volleyball. It's your turn to be sick. No, it's your turn. You know, we help each other. And
a little ping pong
throw our
action,
ball
yeah.
back and forth. Yeah.
We have a lot of fun together.
When we first met, the guy needed help, I found out. And I always helped people. But I knew he had a good man in him.
Well, there's a song my dad wrote called The Ring of Fire. Him and June Carter wrote it in 1963. Everybody I've ever met at some point in their life has fallen into a burning ring of fire. And I went down, down, down.
And the flames went higher.
When my father died, it was like a domino effect. Everything happened. Suddenly, you know, I got my inheritance. My wife wanted a big chunk to say goodbye. Divorce. Lost my job. Had to put my dog down of 13 years. You know, it was just one thing after the other. I became the invisible man. Nobody came to see me anymore. It was like a hermit. Next thing I knew, I was knee-deep into cocaine. Silver was like my June Carter to Johnny Cash.
That's what he used to call me.
Yeah, I get mad.
I got pretty rough with him. I made him toe the line, and he didn't like it. I don't think he ever had anybody hold him to accountability in his life that way.
Let's make sure we get this out. It's been 13 years clean and sober.
You know, we planned on getting married. We bought all our wedding clothes. We had our rings. We had our date set. We had everything. And I start feeling bad. And they do a CAT scan, and they say, well, you have a stone in your liver duct. But we need to go down with an endoscopy, which is the tube down your throat. They punctured a hole accidentally in my pancreas, and they had me like in a semi-coma for 45 days. I couldn't eat, couldn't move, couldn't do nothing. Didn't know where I was at. They was telling my whole family she's going to die every day, every few hours. She's not going to make it.
Hold on, baby. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm going to keep your answers real short, baby. You can't write a book on radio, okay? All right.
Yeah.
There are quiz.
From there, I started going blind. Didn't know that I was in kidney failure from all of this. After I, you know, did survive and he helped me through my ordeal, we had another little incident.
I'd had a heart attack 15 months ago, and they said in about 2 weeks we're going to do quadruple, you know, open heart. And, you know, there is always that chance that you might not pull through. I just thought to myself, if I don't make it off the operating table, I want to leave Silver my house and my royalties and make sure she's taken care of. And I just picked her up one day after dialysis, and I said, we're going over to our pastor. I'm going to meet him at the church with you, baby, and we're going to get married.
I didn't know we were going that day.
Nobody knew but me.
He comes and picks me up looking like a dog. And
She's never looked like a dog in her life.
Oh, yes, I did, because I had just been to dialysis. I was just out of it.
Honey?
What, darling?
Steve's been really good about helping me. He gets me back and forth to dialysis.
Wait, honey, you're going the wrong way.
Oh, see, that's what happened.
If you're a caretaker, or better yet, if you're not a caretaker, wait till you hear your name called 10,000 times a day. Steve, bring me some water. Hey, Steve, can you get me some ice? Steve, I smell something burning. You know, but it just gets to the point where it's no longer a chore. It's just life. You know, it's just another page. I don't even look at it as a caretaker. It's just life.
And it's like, I guess, all couples, you know, you do things for one, you do things for another.
The picture's so clear looking back, you know. Let's see. Steve's messed up in drugs, circling the drain. Silver pops up. Oh, I wonder how that happened. This is God.
No.
Silver, I got a mission for you. Go help Steve. When you love somebody and something happens, you just don't cut them loose, you know, if you're any kind of a person.
That's Steve and Silver Kilgore. We've got photos at WPLN.org.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery rain.